goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Friday at noon. Cold day. Snuggle up with the one you love. And if that's not your spouse, then you are at the right place, because this is the Divorce Hour. And I am your host, Larry Blum. Today we're going to be talking about, again, it's January, so we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions and getting organized. But I just heard my commercial played during the end of Sam's show. And I'm thinking to myself that certainly since I've started the show and since I've done my own, I didn't do my own divorce, but I've been involved in my own divorce, that the vitriol of a typical divorce case, I really do try to remove that from the equation. And I was very troubled this week. Now, we all know what happened last weekend in Tucson. And Sarah Palin's remarks, aside from being narcissistic, were inflammatory and were anti-Semitic, and they were things that should not be said in public discourse. We need some civility. We need civility in our divorce actions. The lawyers need to talk with each other, and we need to treat each other with respect. You know, okay, I don't get along with my ex, but there's no reason why we can't co-parent. There's no reason why we have to do a lot of things to make each other crazy and push each other's buttons. That's not the way a divorce should be run, and that's not the way our community and our nation should be run. And certainly our political leaders, and unfortunately, and I'm going to give you my politics, unfortunately, Sarah Palin is a leader in this country, and she should not be inflaming a situation that is already terrible to begin with. I want to thank you, my listeners, for letting me get political for a moment. I've been doing this show for a while, and I have never, I repeat, never gotten political before. So, having said that, I would like to introduce to you my guest, my returning guest, Laura Olivares of Be Organized. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Glad you got that off your chest.
I am glad I got that off my chest. Do you have anything you want to add?
You said it all.
There we go. Okay. So, the major resolutions that one has, getting rid of their wife or husband, starting a new relationship, losing 45 pounds, getting organized.
Of course.
And, you know, getting organized is almost like a divorce, too. What you're doing is you're getting rid of the crap. Isn't that a fair statement?
That is a fair statement. I've never looked at it that way, but yes, that is a fair statement.
You're getting rid of the stuff that clutters your life and makes it unmanageable.
Right.
And that's why you're here, to talk about organization and that resolution to put yourself in order. But before we get crazy with questions and answers, and if anyone has a question for Laura, our number here is 877-480-4120. I forgot the number for a minute. Tell us about yourself, Laura. Tell us why you are the authority on organization. Why should people listen to you?
Okay. So first of all, I'm the president of Be Organized Professional Organizing Services. We are 13 years old, and we have offices in Chicago and in Manhattan.
So you started this when you were 10?
Exactly.
Okay, just checking.
Of course, of course.
Just checking.
So what makes us an authority? A, the amount of time that we've been doing this, 13 years. 13 years ago, there wasn't a whole lot of education available for professional organizers coming into the industry. And since I experienced that, 13 years ago, I've made it my commitment to actually educate new professional organizers coming into the industry to just really make sure that we have strength and ethics in our industry, whether you work with Be Organized or if you're just out there on your own. So that's actually one of the ways that makes us the experts, because we're actually out there training the organizers who are getting out there in the field.
And Be Organized is not just you, right?
No, it's not just me. We actually have a team. We have Jody, who is our office manager, who keeps us all in basically organized. We've got Denise, who organizes and sells in New York. And then we have Dara out in Chicago. And then we have Jackie, who's in our back of the row team in Chicago when we need some extra hands.
And you go back and forth.
Yes, I do a lot of traveling. A lot of traveling. I'm probably out in Chicago. I'm supposed to be out there every other month. I'm probably out there twice a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And I believe, Laura, we have a caller.
Okay.
Is that true, Sam? Sam says yes. Who am I speaking with? Brandon. Brandon.
Yes, this is Brandon.
Hiya, this is Larry and Laura.
Hello.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Laura.
What can we do for you today?
Well, first of all, Laura, I just wanted to say I've heard great things about you. I've had a couple of people that have worked with you, and I've heard nothing but great things. I just have a question. What would you, like, if someone was considering to get a professional organizer, when do you think that they should, like, stop, you know? Like, because there's things going on in your life, you know, that change, things like that. When do you come to a certain point to where you don't necessarily need an organizer in your life?
So just so I'm clear on the question, are you asking me when you're working with an organizer, at what point do you stop the process?
Right. Like, at what point do you feel that the organizer has put into place the things that the person needs in order to maintain their life the way that they want to?
Okay, great question. So it's going to be different with every client. But for example, when we're working with clients, we have an initial needs assessment that we hold. And during that time, we find out if the client's needs and desires are to actually learn how to get organized, then we actually put in place not only the process and procedures to get organized, we also spend time training them, coaching them, and then giving them some assignments so that they can actually put those things in place. And once we, as a team, the client and ourselves, agree that the client is, quote unquote, educated, strong enough to manage new incoming, quote unquote, clutter, then they don't need us any longer. I mean, our goal is not to work with clients lifelong. We do have clients that choose to keep us for years because they don't want the education. They're fine with us managing things in their home for them. And then we have clients that are looking for that education. So it's going to be, it's going to really depend on the client. But it's something that we stay in communication with. It could be 2 weeks. It could be 6 months. It could be one visit, depending on what the client's looking for.
Okay, right on. So basically you're telling me that as an organizer, you're not just organizing shelves and bookcases and things. You're actually teaching people the ethics and techniques of how they can keep themselves organized, and like little tricks and things that they can do to, like I said, get through their life the way that they want to organize.
Exactly. Exactly. One of the things that we take into consideration when we're setting up any systems is to really look at what the client's habits are, and we want to incorporate those habits if the client is looking to keep those habits so that the systems work for them. I mean, we can create a system all day long that works for us, but at the end of the day, it's up to the client to be able to maintain it. And if they're willing and looking for the education on how to get organized, then we'll go ahead, put that in place, educate them, train them, and then off they go. So when a new situation arises in their life, they're prepared, because they've already been educated.
Does Great. That answer your question, Brandon?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're about to go to break, but when we come back from break, I want to talk about something that we talked about at lunch the other day.
Okay.
So you'll have to think about what that is during the break. Call us if you want to call in like Brandon did with a question or even a comment. Our number, 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Clash. Should I stay or should I go? Or for the purposes of this show, should it stay or should it go? We have a caller. Charlotte is on line one. Hello, Charlotte. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Do you have a question for Laura or for myself?
Yes. I'm having a problem organizing my clothes closet. Don't know where to go, so I just leave it messy.
Okay, so you need someone to come in. You need a strategy.
I guess a strategy.
Okay. Well, having not seen your closet, question, is it a walk-in closet?
Yes.
Is it a closet that you share with someone else, or is it just yourself?
No, just myself. I have one. My husband has one.
Okay, got it. Okay, great.
He's got a walk-in, too?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you at the beginning. I'm not even going to tell you what Laura's going to say, but take half his closet. He doesn't need it.
Is that what you tell everyone?
Take no, half? That's what my wife did. Maybe that's why I'm divorced now, but that's what my wife did. Okay, go ahead, Laura. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So as far as the strategy for a walk-in closet, is it also a dressing area or is it just a closet?
Just the closet.
Okay, great. So the first thing that we would do is we would work with you in deciding what it is that we want to keep and what it is that we want to donate.
Should it stay or should it go?
I knew you were going to go there. So we'll work with you in the process of sorting out your clothes and then eliminating what you don't want to keep. And you can literally do this step by step. So you want to look at what are the areas in your closet. Do we have dressy, long hang, medium hang? Do we have casual, workout clothes, loungewear? We probably have undergarments. We probably
Undergarments aren't there.
Okay, got it. Is it just hanging clothes?
It's hanging clothes, and on the top I have shelves that I have boxes with shoes.
Okay, so what's not working for you?
I guess the shoes. I guess if I maybe mark them and I know what's in them, instead of just going, picking out a box and saying, oh, no, this is not the box I want.
Oh, okay. So
I have to have a better way of marking the boxes so I know what's in them.
Well, here's what we've done for clients that is a really easy fix, makes it really simple and really visible for people. If you actually photograph the shoe that's in the box and you put the picture on the outside of the box, that way you can see with ease. You don't have to pull all your boxes down to find what you need. You also probably want to create categories. So say these are your dressy shoes. These are the out-of-season shoes. These are your current in-season shoes. So at least the space is set up in categories and label the space. And then from there, you would take photographs and then label the boxes. And that would actually be a really easy, inexpensive, quick fix for you.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan.
Is there anything else in that closet that's not working for you?
I guess I have too many things in the closet. Everything is squished together.
Got it.
That's why I told you to move half of it.
Half of it in the other. So we would actually probably look at if there is extra space. A, if there's extra space. B, do you really need to keep everything that you have? Are there items that you haven't worn for a year or two or five? Are there items that are out of season? Maybe we can put them in an off-site closet, maybe in a guest room, so that you're only dealing with what's current and what you're using this season when you're getting dressed. Because there's no reason to be sifting through the summer clothes, the summer dresses, when you need a sweater or long warm pants, that kind of thing. Does that make sense?
But I have another closet in another room that has jackets.
Got it.
So I don't have any room to put any of the stuff from my closet into that closet.
Are you at a point where you're ready to do any purging or eliminating?
I guess eliminating.
Eliminating. Great. Well, there's a couple of different options that we use. One is obviously a donation facility. If they're nicer clothes that can be given to Dress for Success, which is an organization that educates women and gets them back into the workforce, we do that.
And gives you a tax deduction.
And gives you a tax deduction, always important. And then the other option is that we also work with an eBay store. So if there's some items that are on the higher end and you know that you've put a lot of investment into those pieces of clothes, we can actually get them sold and you can get just a little bit of money back.
Okay.
Okay?
I guess that's a start.
Yeah, it's definitely a start. And if you have any more questions, feel free to...
Well, let's talk about that. Before we get rid of you, Charlotte, take a piece of paper and a pen and write down Laura's contact information, the Be Organized contact information. There's a good lead-in for that.
Thank you for that. So do you use the internet? Do you want our website?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. So our website is www.b, and that's just the letter B, organized.
With a D at the end.
BeOrganizedInc.com. Do you want me to spell that out?
No.
Okay, got it.
Okay, I shall try that.
Thank you very much. Do you want to give a phone number as well?
And our phone number is 877-645-7833.
Okay, thanks.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling, Charlotte. And thank you so much for listening. Please tell your... Well, she's gone. please tell your friends. And anybody listening to the show now who is enjoying what they're hearing. Don't keep us a secret. Tell everyone you know. Okay, we had lunch last week.
Yes, we did.
And I told you that I moved my office for the first time in 22 years. Mm-hmm. How do I know it was 22 years? My daughter is about to turn 23, and she moved. She didn't do anything. I moved into the suite when she was 10 weeks old.
Nice.
And you said, well, why didn't you call me?
I do remember that.
Okay, see? You did say that. And I had so much to purge. And fortunately, I have a storage facility, but I have so much to purge that I'm listening, and I think we have another caller, so we'll come back to me. You know, the show is all about me.
Of course.
Okay. And your first name?
And we have the caller here. I'm waiting for a name.
Eric. Okay. Hold on one second.
Eric. Hello, Eric. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi. Good morning to you, Larry and Laura.
You must be in Chicago.
I am in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, but it's okay. Good afternoon.
It's a little east of Chicago. Okay, it's kind of like right on the border.
Okay. Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing great. I wanted to actually call in and let everybody know my experience with Be Organized. I'm a chiropractor. I do sports medicine, and I have a large rehabilitation practice in Brooklyn. I met Laura over a year ago, and they came in, Be Organized did an amazing job. I'd been in business in this practice with an internal medicine doctor and a pain management doctor. And little did I know, my office was in the dire straits that it was. And a few sessions in my office did tremendous wonders for the aesthetics. And it really got our team working much more efficiently. I wanted to make sure everybody knew how amazing Be Organized services truly are.
And that's the whole point of being organized. It's so that you're not wasting time looking for things. We had Charlotte call. She wanted to get dressed to go out. She couldn't figure out which shoes were which. And
right,
Laura gave
right.
a very simple but certainly time-saving example to solve that problem.
Right.
And I'm glad
right.
Well,
we have three doctors here. And the space can be very tight and very limited when we have chiropractic and physical therapy patients and internal medicine patients and pain management patients, and there's charts everywhere and there's stuff being pulled out of the cabinet. One of the most amazing, I think, clinical pearls, as I would say, that Laura told me was when you're taking things out of a cabinet that looks like, you know, that looks like a complete disarray, the last thing that people want is to have that being put on their body. And it was very simple but very true, and it's something that it's a message that we take every day as we're working. So people come in and they see a very orderly space, and visually it's appealing. And when you're in pain and you want to come into your doctor's office, it's very important for people to see a clear space, because that actually is a very good indicator of the health of the practice, and that will actually lead to the health of the patient,
which leads to the productivity of the practice.
Exactly.
And the profitability of the practice.
Absolutely.
Eric, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Larry. Do you have any
other questions?
When I can schedule to have Be Organized come back in.
Call the number that Laura
877-645-7833.
Thank you so much, Eric. Thank you, guys.
Happy New Year.
You too. Sam, do we have time for another call before the break, or do you want to? Okay. Who do we have on the line? Tom?
Hi, this is Thomas.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. What? You have a question for me or for Laura?
I actually have a question for Laura.
Okay, good. She's here.
Hi, Thomas.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Actually, I've got two questions, but I don't know if you've got time. We'll see. My first question is, I don't have much experience dealing with organizers, but just kind of looking around my home as well as some of my workspaces, I probably could use it. But out of curiosity, what are how do your price points compare to, I guess, any other organizer I call? Are you kind of on par or more, and how do I even assess that?
Okay. Well, what I will say is that we all do price differently. The way that we price is hourly. When I say we, people in the industry price the way that they price. I would say that we're probably middle of the road to high end. You will find professional organizers out there charging $25 and $30 an hour. And when you do, I would question where they've been trained and are they insured? That's always a really big question when you're working with a professional organizer, because you've got somebody who's coming into your home or your office and they're dealing with some really delicate items, and you just really want to make sure that they're well insured and trained so that you can have them in your space. So now, again, with us charging hourly, we start at $120 to $150 and up, depending on what's going on and what the project looks like. We have, you know, the opportunity for clients to work with a one-on-one organizer-to-client ratio. Sometimes we'll bring in a team. where we'll have the lead organizer and we'll have organizers working in the background to make to expedite the project.
Do you recommend that people kind of check around, or are you normally the first stop, or how does that work?
Well, of course I want me to be the first stop, right?
And but, the last stop.
Right, the first and last. I am, you know, I'm the best. No, but really, it is important. It's such a personal thing. I think it's important to actually talk to some other professional organizers, make sure that they're going to meet your needs. One of the benefits with working with Be Organized is the fact that we don't just have one organizer, that when we do match up our organizers, we do take into consideration the needs and the personality of the client with the personality and the expertise of the organizer, and then we match them. So that's really important to us. That's actually one of the things that sets us apart, because we do actually have teams that we can put out there.
Okay. Hey, Larry, I know you gotta pay some bills. Do you have time for my other question?
Of course. Of course. We'll just stretch out the break. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's only my commercial.
Laura, my question for you is, if you've got someone, let's say, who's passed away, and you've got to deal with managing that entire household and all their belongings, how do you guys handle things like that, or who do you talk to about a situation like that? Because I know that's kind of unique.
Actually, it is something that we do offer. We offer a bereavement program for people who've lost loved ones. It's actually something that we've been doing for probably the last 10 years. And the way that we do that is we work hand in hand with the loved ones left behind that are managing the estate. And the way that we do that is really no different than we would with any other client. We come in, we see the space. We find out what the client's ultimate needs are. One of the great things about, again, working with us is that we bring compassion and dignity to when those kinds of things are happening. Because I know that, you know, family members or friends that are left behind to manage those things get really overwhelmed. And they don't know what decisions to make, and they don't want to make the wrong decisions. So we will literally handhold them through that whole process until we either get the job to completion or we get them over the hump, and then they can take the job on themselves.
And then sometimes you also have to deal with, let's say your parent had passed. You may have to deal with your siblings as well.
Exactly. And it's really great to have us there as the buffer.
Right.
Right.
I would think so.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, wow.
Definitely.
I didn't even think about that.
So yeah.
Well, trust me. When it comes to divvying up stuff of your parent, all of a sudden, if your brother and you get along, but you have wives, you still have a problem, and you really do need somebody who can manage that for you. And I would think that in a bereavement situation, if you're not, whether you're alone or you're not alone, you do need people, a professional organizer such as Laura.
Right, right.
Is that standard in the industry that everybody has training in dealing with different personalities and stuff like that, or is it more so just the organizational stuff, and is what you guys bring with dealing with personal situations like that a little bit more unique to your company?
Well, I can't tell you what every other business is doing as far as training, but I can tell you that I'm committed to all of the people on my staff, that they are continuously, actually weekly, we train together. We have our staff meetings. We make sure that we're all on par. We make sure that we discuss situations and issues that we're dealing with clients, so that we're all on the same page of how we would deal with an unusual situation or a client who's having a problem. And if one of us doesn't feel like we have the answer, we at least have each other to educate each other. So we bring a lot to the table.
Thomas, thank you so much for calling. We do have to pay those bills. We will be back. The caller on line two, please wait. We will have you on as soon as the break is over. And if you want to be online behind her, 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour on TalkingAlternative.com.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier
than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone.
Those are the Righteous Brothers. You've lost that love and feeling. And let's go right to Eileen, who has a question for, I assume, Laura. Hi, Eileen. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Eileen.
Hi. Hi. I have like a gazillion pictures, and I'm so overwhelmed. And every year I say I'm going to put it together, and I just can't get started. They're all under my bed.
Hmm. Is your goal? Well, I guess it depends on what your goal is. First of all, thanks for calling in. Is your goal to have them in photo albums? Is your goal to have them in boxes and organized? What's the ultimate goal?
Well, I actually bought, photo albums, but I just can't get it together.
Okay.
And then I think it has to be in, like the year has to be right. Like in the beginning, we didn't have, dates on the photos on the back.
Right.
And most of them are mostly children. It's like from the day they were born until one is like going on 17. So right. You can imagine how many photos I have.
Right, right.
And then the suggestion was from a friend that maybe I should go through the photos and just pick out the ones that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
But then I can't do that because I end up liking
all of them. Liking them all. Of course you do. Of course you do, especially if they're the pictures
I can't
of your
make
children.
A decision.
Right. Okay. So
I don't know what to do.
Here's a couple of things.
Then I thought I would give it to someone. I saw an advertisement once where they put all your photos together for you,
mm-hmm.
but I have no clue to how much that would be.
Right. Well, there's a couple of
considering that I have so many.
There's a couple of different options you can look at. One, we have a service that we work with that will actually, if you're computer savvy, they'll actually take all of your photographs, scan them in, put them on a hard drive so that you can actually sort, divide, manipulate everything you want to do right on the computer. And they're all safe and in one spot. And then after they're on the hard drive, you can actually just box up the photographs in photo-safe boxes. And it doesn't matter how they're organized because you're actually going to be organizing them on the computer. So we actually have a resource service that we use regularly who's great and amazing. The other thing I heard is that you're concerned about doing it right. And that's actually what's having you stopped in the process. And so what
right.
I'll suggest is something really simple. I know that you want them organized. I know you want them done a specific way. But what you're not getting to do is you're not getting to enjoy the photos because they're under your bed.
Right.
And you want to see
right.
the pictures of your kids. And you want to
right.
see, how they've grown up. So my suggestion is, and it's I don't know how organizers are going to feel about this out there, but my feeling is like, let's just get them in a book. We can worry about the organizing process. It seems like the organizing process is what's holding you back from enjoying something that really means something to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that sounds like a good suggestion. I'm actually thinking about the one from the computer.
Well, if that's something that you're interested in, again, feel free to give us a call. Again, 877-645-7833. And we can go ahead and set you up with that connection. They're very trustworthy. They're very reasonable. And we've had them work with a lot of our clients. And it just makes the process very simple. And then we can get the... You can view them immediately, and we can get those pictures out from underneath your bed.
Eileen, thank you so much for calling, and thank
you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
We're going to come back because we had such a long segment before. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with Laura Olivares here on the Divorce Hour at TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Go your own way, and when you go your own way, take your stuff with you, because we are here today with Laura Olivares, and I got to tell you, I would imagine that in a divorce, I know I left my house, I took the clothes on my back, I took the clothes that fit,
right,
did not take the clothes that didn't fit, mm-hmm. and basically took nothing else with me because I just wanted to get out.
Right. And you left everything else behind?
Pretty much.
Right.
And then, well, since it's True Confessions, I immediately lost weight and realized that my current suits were really my fat suits, and I had to go back to the house and pick up my older suits, which now fit me again.
Nice. The skinny suits.
And this, well, I wouldn't call them skinny suits. We'll call them less fat suits. And, you know, then I had my problems. Well, you can't come in my house and take things out. Why not? Why not? I paid the bills. Why, right. why can't I do that? Right. I could move back in if I wanted to. Not that I want to. But you're not just an authority because you say so, and you're not just an authority because I say so.
Right.
You actually speak at events, and you're recognized in your industry as a leader. I understand that your team member, mm-hmm. Denise, mm-hmm. is going to be speaking at Pregnant New Yorker this week.
Actually, she's going to be speaking. Denise is going to be speaking at Pregnant New Yorker, the Pregnant New Yorker event on Tuesday, the 18th at 6:30 p.m. And the event is being held at Yummy Mummy on Lexington Avenue.
Yummy Mummy, not yeah. Yummy Mommy.
Yummy Mummy.
Yummy Mummy. Very cool. And what's the subject matter? Just how to organize yourself for the new baby coming in?
Well, it's that. And it's actually the importance of getting organized and learning organizational skills that will actually help you to parent better. And it's actually going to help you to teach your children how to get organized as they get a little bit older, which then in turn helps you as a parent.
That's great. So I'm just, you know, again, this show is all about me, right?
It's how does it apply to you?
Well, I'm going to tell you how it applies to me. My son, who I love dearly,
yes.
who's 18 years old, mm-hmm. has some executive issues.
What do you mean?
He can't organize his schoolwork. Okay. He can't organize his priorities.
Right.
Although he's getting as he's maturing, and I always felt it was a question of maturing, mm-hmm. and there's nothing will make you mature faster than having a job,
right.
a driver's license, and a girlfriend.
And a checkbook.
Well, not
debit card?
No, he has a debit card.
There you go, debit card.
I don't think he's ever written a check.
Debit card, sorry.
When it's big, it's dad.
Right. We actually work with with young adults who are 18, 19, 20 years old, who are just transitioning into the world. Kids that are getting ready for college will actually work with them because there's so much on the plate.
Well, who finds you? The mom and dad or the kids themselves?
Sometimes the teachers. Sometimes the counselors.
Wow.
Sometimes the parents. When the parents get involved and they're like, we really want you to work with a professional organizer, after we have the initial conversation with the client, the parents, we then explain to the parents they're now removed from the situation. And that just becomes a relationship that we build with the teen. Because it really is, again, like I said, personal, and it matters what they need.
And then you don't have the problem of clean your room.
Right.
Well, look, you're a parent. You have a 20-year-old. I have a 18 and a 22-year-old. You know, when they were little, they made little messes. Now that they're big,
right.
they make big messes.
Right. Well, that's sort of the point of why we have Denise speaking at Pregnant New Yorker. It's really important for parents to learn early on that if you instill small organizational skills in children when they're little, when they're older, it's really going to show up. You know, yeah.
Now, I did move offices, I was telling you before.
And you didn't call us.
And I didn't call you. And I downsized.
Right.
I reduced my personal space by half. Right. And that required me to reduce my filing space.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
How did that feel for you?
It was strange.
Yeah?
I had, for years and years, told people I was going to die in that office,
mm-hmm.
the old office. And obviously I'm not, because I will never walk back in there again.
Right. So now that it's downsized and it's been purged and you have a different space to work in.
It's great. I don't have things everywhere. You know, because it's smaller, I have to be better organized.
Right. Right.
And while I don't have a professional organizer in-house,
yes.
I have the great... And yet, I have the greatest secretary in the world. And even on days when she's not there,
right.
it's, you know, I'll call her up and I'll go, where's the so-and-so file?
Right.
And, you know, sometimes she'll file it under the first name, sometimes she'll file it under the last name. But once we learn, you know, once I learn her system,
right,
then I am better organized and I am able to find things. That's the greatest part about having moved, is that, you know, you fall into bad habits and you let things, shall I say, accumulate?
Right, right. Well, it's interesting. You said that you don't have your own professional organizer in-house, but you actually do. Having a really great assistant who is organized, who can create systems that work for both of you, that is like having an organizer. So we'll come in and we'll actually work with assistants and train them so that they can take care of their bosses, the other executives. So
Office husband,
right. You know, the honey, where is... And they know exactly where it is for you.
Let me tell you something. I once referred to my secretary as my office wife in front of her first husband. And he looked at me like I grew a third eye. And I said, don't worry about it. I don't have sex with her either. So, no, I meant it in the nicest of all possible ways, yeah, that she takes care of the little stuff.
Right.
And... it's great, and I would imagine that even if I were a female, I would want an office husband.
Definitely.
Because I would want somebody, or an office wife, because somebody to just keep track of things for me.
Again, we're a team of professional organizers. We could not do what we do for the people out there in the public if we didn't have Jody. Because Jody is the person who keeps the entire team in Chicago and New York organized.
Okay, now you're in two places.
Yes.
I would imagine that everybody on the team is familiar with everybody else's job.
You mean all the organizers,
right,
are familiar?
In team. In,
yes,
your team.
Yep.
So that if you got 20 inches of snow,
yes,
and couldn't get out of Chicago or, mm-hmm, couldn't get out of New York, mm-hmm, or worse, couldn't get into either one of them,
right,
there would be someone local who could step in and assist.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. Actually, we had a situation where we had a job in Chicago and I was in New York and I couldn't go. So Denise actually went and stepped in. We had a team happening and a move happening in Chicago, and we needed one more set of hands. And so Denise went because I wasn't available.
So you help people prepare for their move as well.
Oh, yeah. We definitely help people through any large transition or change in life, whether it be a move, the loss of a loved one, you know, happy times, having a baby, merging households when people are getting married and they have, you know, his and hers. And why deal with the stress of where's my stuff going to go? And why do we have all of that, where we become the buffer of all of those emotions? And we actually make space and we enable that merging to happen a lot sweeter in the face of like being with your new partner. You get to enjoy that part of it and not worry so much about the extra toaster.
Okay. All right. We have another caller, or we have a break? Which one do we have? We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with Marie, who is on line one. If you have a question, give us a call for the last segment, 877-480-4120. I am Larry Bloom, your host of the Divorce Hour here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
That is the greatest divorce song of all time, in my humble opinion. The Jay Giles.
So jaded.
I've been through diamonds. I've been through minks. I've been through it all. Love stinks. We are here with Laura Olivares of Be Organized, and we have a caller, Marie. Hello, yes. Marie.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're great. How are you?
Thanks for calling.
Good. Actually, I was calling in with a question about moving, and you guys started talking about it, so I guess I called at the perfect time.
Perfect. What's your question?
Well, I personally hate moving, so I just didn't know, like, what kind of strategies or things can you provide that, like, help us make it more of a smooth move.
Okay. Are you moving? Is it a local move? Okay, great. So depending on how big the move is, if it's, you know, borough to borough, are you in New York or Chicago, or where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Okay, great. So if you're moving to another neighborhood, one of the things that I would suggest is if you're A, working with a professional organizer who's going to be the buffer for that move, they're going to have resources for you, like the movers you can trust. Having great movers that you can trust that you know are going to do everything they say they're going to do, they're not going to raise the price on you at the very end, and they're well insured. Knowing that that part is taken care of immediately relieves you from a lot of the stress. Now, if it's a close move, you don't really need an inventory, but what I would suggest is photographing some of your items that are a little bit more valuable for insurance reasons. That's something that we would do. And then we actually will be there on the day of the move so that the clients don't need to be there. See, what we do when we alleviate all of the stress when people are moving is that we alleviate them from the responsibility. We take all the responsibility that a client will give us. We've done moves where we're 100% there and the clients are off on a vacation somewhere. They leave for 2 weeks, they come back, they've been moved, we've unpacked them and they're settled in. So we can do the whole thing, or we can just support you with some of the odd pieces that you don't want to handle yourself.
And I know that from my perspective, I always tell my clients, walk around with your video camera and videotape everything that's in your home.
Right.
So that when your husband says, you took my, and you could show the video, we never had it.
Right. No, I totally understand. Having an inventory of what you own in your home is so important. So even actually it gives you a perfect opportunity. Since you're moving, you would do the purging. Don't bring anything to your new home that's not necessary. There's no reason for you to pay movers to move things you're going to get rid of on the other end. Utilize some really great donation facilities in your area. And again, if you need that information, if you need those resources, or if you need us to actually manage the move, how soon are you moving?
In the next month or so.
Okay, great. So since you're moving in the next month or so, now would actually be the time where you want to start the purging process. You want to start eliminating now. and then start deciding whether you're going to do this on your own or if you're going to need some support around it. And then you want to get that team person in place now, because a month out is perfect timing.
Marie, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
And I want to thank Laura for coming in. Laura, you answered questions from, I think, six different callers and didn't answer any questions from me.
Oh, that means I have to come back.
That means you're going to have to come back, because I want to talk about, we're obviously not doing it now, how clutter and chaos can lead to a divorce.
Mm.
Now, that is the question that we should have started with, but I had to do my rant on Sarah Palin. Please stay tuned, everyone, for my good friend Tony Martinetti, who will be talking about something very interesting, certainly well over my head. But tell your friends that the Divorce Hour broadcasts live, noon Eastern time, every Friday. Podcasts are available for all 36, 37 shows now, and this show should be up by Monday at the latest. So, I'm sorry, Laura, tell us how to reach you again.
Oh, sure, no problem.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. You can reach us at www.b, and that's just the letter B, organizedinc.com.
And Inc is I-N-C.
INC.com. And the phone number is 877-645-7833, and that'll reach us in Chicago and New York.
That's great. Once again, I have misjudged time. I wish you all well. Have a great weekend. See you next week, when I am going to be having another matchmaker and dating coach on. And it's a pre-Valentine's Day love episode. So please, if you like what you hear, shout it from the rooftops. The Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom here at TalkingAlternative.com. Have a great week, everybody.
Bombadita, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.